Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Now, you say it's bigger than hip-hop. You say this is young men's perspective. Like, what is this whole program, this whole media about? I mean, everybody got these so-called conscious radio stations. What do you guys deal with?
It's your knowledge yourself. True indeed.
Mr. Hodges, what do you guys do?
So we elevate the mind. It's mental stimulation. We definitely inject that true knowledge yourself. We get it in. You talk about that beat. Put turn on that beat. Listen to them lyrics.
Oh, wow. So you guys know.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1.
Described as one of the most prolific and well-respected female hip-hop artists of all time, ladies and gentlemen, MC Light is in the building.
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening.
You are taking the time to be with us.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I just definitely want to put it out there. I've been a fan and just loving your music. Your recording and paper telling you my favorite.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, today our topic, we're going to be discussing Walk Like a Queen, a young lady's path to conquer the world. Who better to bring this segment, I thought, would be none other than MC Light.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, that feels fitting.
let's get into it. Your lifestyle is what you define, what I feel defines you, and by eliminating excuses and that struggle allows you to perform below your ability. I know it's coming to the realization our community as a whole lacks resources that many people maintain morals to succeed in life like yourself. Let me ask you, how is it you are unscathed and deserved coming from the similar, if not the same set of circumstances that are perpetuated throughout our community?
Oh, goodness. You know what? That sounds like a heavily loaded question right there. So I need you to break it up in parts for me.
I mean, we all coming from, you know, I'm from NY as well, I'm from South Jamaica, so, you know, basically the same area that, you know, we could have been touched by the things that was in our community. You show and display throughout your career as a young lady, and you always is representing that throughout your career as an artist. And because of that, now you represent social areas dealing with things in our community with young ladies. No other person who can better describe, you know, how they made it through that, people want like themselves to go through it.
Oh, goodness. So let me just make sure I'm understanding the question properly, because we come from the same place. I mean, you're in that area, and I grew up in Brooklyn. And, yes, I'm working with young girls now, but it does seem as though the landscape has absolutely changed. So if your question is, how did I get through it?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just left a coffee shop with a bunch of people in it. So I just wanted to make sure that I understood the question in totality. It's just the belief, you know what I mean? And I had a mother who believed in exposing me to things that were outside of my community. So I would advise any parents, you know, if you want your child to hope and wish and pray and work hard for more, you know, to be more than what they are and to long for the things that they rightfully deserve, it's about exposing them to it so that they can actually see it. because you can only be what you in some case see, you know. So when we were younger, if we saw, you know, the first thing we saw was a teacher, you know, with an occupation, and we understood that that was a job and it looked like fun, you wanted to be a teacher. And for boys, they wanted to be firemen and police officers, and because the first representation of work, or, you know, employees or people making their own money or feeling as if they had a duty to service mankind in whatever form or fashion. So to me, it's all about exposure. My mom took me to plays. She had me in voice class, in dance class, in acting class, and it just led me to believe that I could do anything. So I think that's how I got out. I dreamed big, and then I understood that it took hard work to get there.
No, I love that. That's definitely an excellent answer, because it addresses the same approach we're taking here at Young Men's Perspective Radio and Magazine as well. You know, our mission here at YMP Media One, which is the parent company of both, is to challenge our youth to change their thinking in order to change their life. And my question is, what's your approach and message to the young ladies in regard to presenting themselves as the queens that they are?
Oh, goodness. Well, I mean, the first thing is understanding that it's not all on you. You don't have to do it all alone. That's one. Because there's mentors, and even if you don't feel as though there's someone in your household that can, you know, be that mentor for you and help guide you, there are programs all across the United States, if you hook into one and you're really serious about it, that can actually give you help. The next is not letting today's lyrics define you. And if you're confused about what it is that's being said about you in music, then I would just ask them to break it down, even if it were to take their favorite rapper song and write all the lyrics out. And then don't listen to the music, because the music has a way of hypnotizing you and having you think that you should be participating. However, when you listen to those lyrics, they are degrading towards women. And if you listen to anything for a certain amount of time, you will begin to in some way believe it or encompass or embody some of those traits, or even think that it's cool to. So now it's cool to be whatever he said it was. And so it's about defining you. And with Hip Hop Sisters, we're about redefining the essence of women through empowerment, through unity, through conversation, through taking the veil away from what has been masked as entertainment, but is actually crippling the youth today. I would tell them to listen, to not talk so much and listen, because I'm still learning that, because I have so much more to learn. However,
right,
when you're younger, you have that much more to learn. And so I would say to listen and ask a lot of questions, and be more interested than trying to be interesting.
Okay, and that's an excellent segue to my next question. Now, as an artist, once you've captured the youth's attention, it's my personal belief, to whom much is given, much is required. What's your thoughts on the youth perceiving you as a role model?
You know what? I think I've been a role model, but I'm just stepping into really taking up the ownership of the name Light, right? So if the Light is truth, which I've been truthful. And when people ask me, well, how have you been in the game so long, or, you know, how is it that you do what you've done for this amount of time? And it's simply because I've been me. I've never pretended to be anybody else. I never had a gimmick. I never had a Humpty suit that got old and I had to take it off. You know, there was never any gimmick to me.
Okay.
And so with truth shall prevail. So I think I am just coming into, though, understanding the power that that connectivity brings in terms of being accessible to this younger generation so that they don't have to go through the pitfalls and, you know, the hit up against those roadblocks that so many of us have hit up against before, but actually believing you can't get around them.
Exactly right. The reason I asked you to join us on the show for information just like that. Like, I definitely appreciate it. When it comes to the maximizing your greatness, digging deeper and doing some successful soul searching to reach the most potential, can you give my listeners what we like process to obtain the necessary level of achievement?
You said, can I please tell your listeners the process of, and then you blanked out on me.
Obtaining your necessary level of achievement.
Oh, well, shucks, I'm still aiming for it, you know what I mean? I'm nowhere near where I see me headed or ending up, you know. I don't think a legacy is worth having unless you've inspired a nation of people to do something different or to do something more or to be greater than they are, you know, prior to me having had anything to do with them. So that's my mission. And I guess, you know, once you understand what it is you want to get done, and so if my goal is to inspire so many generations of people, then it's all about focusing until I get it done.
Now, that's real right there. That's real. Now, we know the importance of image here at YMP Media One, and you know, being an artist, know how you can emulate. How is it detrimental, or how important is your message, your lifestyle, and your image to be conveyed to our youth?
Oh, I think it's extremely important. You know, I think it's important for you to be you as well, you know, because there are some artists that feel, you know, that they want to present themselves in a fashion that not everyone else will agree with. But the truth is, being an artist is self-expression. So you can't expect everyone to do it the way that you would do it. You can't expect everyone to adhere to your code of ethics and morals. I don't think it's cool at this point to be rapping about coke in your songs. Like, it's not cool.
Right.
It's not cool. And all it takes is for one kid to have not been taught by their parents or by the school system or by someone that coke is not cool. And before you know it, you've got some young kid that's hooked on a drug from however long ago. Like, this is a drug that Melly Mel has been talking about since the late 70s. Like, who raps about that? It's just very careless and, to me, immature. And, you know, the truth is they've got bodies on their hands.
Right. 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 Like, tell us all about the Hip Hop Sisters Network that you created now that you're, you know, having a board member in regards to reaching the youth.
Well, the Hip Hop Sisters is a network, and we're made up of two different divisions. One is artistry, where women are invited on to hiphopsisters.com, where they can put their pictures and their video and music, and they can become a part of a community that is completely respectful towards women in hip-hop, whether they be MCs, DJs, journalists, photographers, dancers, whatever their thing is within hip-hop. And then on the other side, we have the foundation, which is all about empowering young girls through unity and mostly a circle of wisdom that exists between an older generation and a younger generation, where we begin to learn, and we learn and we teach, each of us. And, yeah, I ask that everybody join the movement at hiphopsisters.org. Hopefully we'll be in a city near you very soon with programs. And then the other aspect to the foundation is we look to, you know, funnel some funds through to local community organizations that are fighting it hard to keep their doors open.
Okay.
Now, I love the title of your book, Unstoppable. Take a moment with us and just walk us through that and give us where the concept and the direction you were trying to go in with your book.
Well, when people say to me, like I said before, you know, how you've been so long and, wow, you're so relevant and it's been this many years. And you know, I said, well, you know what, prior to that, there was a movie I saw a really long time ago. It was an Asian flick, and in the beginning, they had somewhat of like a voiceover, and the woman was talking about the definition of water and all of the things that water was capable of doing. And water water was unstoppable. It could move anywhere. Like when water comes down, you've seen it. It's actually torn down cities. There's nothing that can stop it. It will seep through, under, over. It will absorb within. And when I thought of what has made me unstoppable, because trust, there have been many roadblocks that I have had to get over, hurdles that I've had to climb under. And with unstoppable, it was just the premise by which I live my life. And so if I could
Sorry, you went out. You still there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you now, yes. I
hear
the last part
sure.
of what you said.
I don't know where I was at. What did you hear last?
It kind of started getting static, and you started talking about where you became, you know, how you became where you are now.
Okay. I just figured with Unstoppable, if there was a message that I was trying to get out to young kids, that for me, at this time and place, through music isn't it, because it's too much of an uphill climb to compete with all of the other stuff that's being put out on the front line. And I want to say, like, I'm not upset with hip-hop or hip-hop artists. You know, I'm upset with the establishment for not creating the balance. So if we have a bunch of folks talking about one thing, we should have some other folks talking about something else. And yes, we do have lots of conscious and awake MCs out there, but they're not on the front line. So you got to dig through the internet to try to find music with lyrics that make some sense that you can walk away with feeling good. So with this book, I said, okay, well, if I'm not going to put this in a song, I need to get it to all generations. That if you're looking to prolong your likability or just you as a spirit feeling good about yourself at the end of the day, here are some aspects to living a great life or a better life.
I totally agree with you with the way, like you said, I'm not mad at the music, the artists rather, like you said, more or less the industry, because they're not given the opportunity. And we definitely want to give that opportunity with Young Men Suspected Radio and Magazine. That's why we reach out to artists such as yourself who speak that positivity and yet live it and display it. And it's definitely something we are looking forward to as we work on this project to bring it to the light. But, Light, I want to thank you so much. It's been a wealth of information and years of great music, and I love you for showing us how a lady can maintain as a woman in the industry.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate the time, and I love what you're doing, and just keep it up. I'm hoping for nothing but expansion for you.
Yes, you are. I appreciate it so much. So before we go, tell us what you're doing in the course of the day. It's like you're downtown. You sound like you're in chill-out mode.
I'm not quite sure what mode that is. He's actually a friend of mine. But I am out on the grind. Today is a day that I am home, which I have not been home for a second. I was out in DeSoto, Texas, all last week with the jazz festival, performing and signing autographs and radio interviews and things of that nature. So today is a day where I run around and take care of me. So I'm excited for my day. And then I have to do some mixes because I'm about to perform and DJ at Art Walk, which is something that happens here in Los Angeles once a month. and everybody goes down to the downtown Los Angeles area, and anybody that does art comes out to either, you know, display it, sell it, whether it's paintings, music, performers, the whole nine. So I'm going to be there DJing. So I got to prepare for some mixes today, but it's my day, so I love it.
That sounds like a good thing. Yeah, weather out there sounds like it's a beautiful day for you as well, because we got the rain coming down like the doors is open.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Yes, it is 74 right now, but it's going to get warmer because it's only 11:20 here.
Okay, okay. Well, Light, again, I thank you so much, and I really appreciate you, and I want you to continue what you're doing. Wish you continued success as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, brother. And everybody, follow me at MC Light and check out MCLightNow.com. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
And I'm your host, Jeff Hodges, and that was my special guest, MC Light. I want to thank all my listeners for taking the time to be a part of the show.
Now, you say it's bigger than hip-hop. You say this is young men's perspective. Like, what is this whole program, this whole media about? I mean, everybody got these so-called conscious radio stations. What do you guys deal with?
It's your knowledge yourself. True indeed.
Mr. Hodges, what do you guys do?
So we elevate the mind. It's mental stimulation. We definitely inject that true knowledge yourself. We get it in. We talk about that beat. Put turn down that beat. Listen to them lyrics.
Oh, wow.
Listen to them lyrics.
Oh, wow.
Listen to them lyrics.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.